on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Headlines in the Financial Times suggest sparks. The actual headline, flaring tensions over G7 and Micron show limits to U.S.-China reset. The word flaring is key. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and I turned to a photograph that emerged on the front page of the Financial Times. This is London. I choose London because it's a neutral in this conflict between Beijing and Washington, between Beijing and Tokyo, for example. Neutral. There was a photograph, a very prominent, impossible-to-miss photograph of the president of Ukraine standing very close to the prime minister of India, Narendra Modi. This itself, without an explanation, needs much to explain. And we welcome Kamran Bokhari, the senior director, Eurasian Security and Prosperity Portfolio at the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. Kamran, that photograph is burned in my memory. What did you think when you first saw Mr. Zelensky confronting? Did you think of the word flaring? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Not exactly, but it made sense because Mr. Zelensky needs help from those who are not helping him just yet. He has the help of the Western Alliance and its partners. But India being a top five economy of the world, is not aligned with the West or the international community. It is basically trying to balance its relations with Russia and its dealings with the rest of the world. It's a difficult spot to be in, but that's what the Indians have been doing. Mr. Zelensky knows that. He knows that the only place from where additional pressure can be brought to bear against the Kremlin is if somehow New Delhi can be convinced to help Kiev and help its allies in making sure that this conflict comes to an end. But that's easier said than done.
Detail. We're told, I don't have the photograph, that Mr. Zelensky also spoke with or communicated with Lula da Silva, the newly elected president of Brazil. That's the BRICS, Kamran. Is that significant? Not individual countries, but taking on the BRICS.
Yeah, I mean, the issue over here with the BRICS is that the BRICS are an old construction. Russia is part of BRICS, but Russia is also a pariah. China is part of, or used to be part, or still is part of BRICS, but China has its own agenda to become a major player on the global scene, rivaling the United States. That leaves Brazil and India. It's not much of a bloc, but I think what's happening here is that Mr. Zelensky is trying to find help on every single continent, and he's trying to see what kind of help he can get. He is under no illusion. He knows the relationship between the Brazilians or the position of Mr. Lula and the relationship between Mr. Modi and Mr. Putin. So he's trying to get what he can. And at this stage, the Ukrainians are tired of the war. The fear is that, and I think the fear is on both sides, the Russian and the Ukrainian, that, whatever position they have currently, that could deteriorate. And it's, that's what's forcing them to the negotiating table. They can't talk to each other directly. The United States and the West can only do so much. So he's trying his hand with Mr. Modi and anybody else who can help.
Gordon, you have a question.
Cameron, should Zelensky be trying to talk to Biden and others to put pressure on India? Because it seems, and correct me if I'm wrong here, that the U.S. isn't doing that much with regard to either Brazil or India. I know that there's a limited amount that we can do, but it doesn't seem we're even doing that limited amount.
Yes. I mean, that is the open debate here. There's criticism on the Biden administration as to what the White House can do. And obviously those who are criticizing say there is a lot more that can be done. There's a lot more pressure that Washington can bring to bear on New Delhi. And it's not being done right now. So I would say that's a fair criticism. But, you know, the flip side is, if the United States hasn't been able to do it so far, it means that there are serious obstacles to that endeavor. I think that, yes, there could be conversation. But I also think that, look, this visit by Mr. Zelensky to the G7 summit, the meeting with Mr. Modi, is not something he decided to do on his own. And it is, on the contrary, I have a feeling that there was a pre-conversation between the White House and Mr. Zelensky, and he brought up India, and they said, okay, we'll do what we can on our end, but it'd be useful for you to also go and directly ask for assistance, directly approach the Indians. And I think that's what's happening here.
Symbolism is difficult when you, in your own country, extremely difficult going overseas. So I'm going to be careful on this. Mr. Modi represents more than a billion people. The promise of the 21st century is built upon India's ability to manufacture and provide. Mr. Zelensky represents a fragmented country of much less than a billion people. Let's put it that way. We don't actually know how many people are left inside of his country after the deprivations of the war. This looks like a mismatch. Did Delhi see this as an insult, as a provocation? How did India view that photograph, to your understanding, Cameron?
I think that the Indians are looking at this and saying, you know, they're actually enjoying this moment. They're saying, look, you know, the world has come to us to help end the conflict. It makes Mr. Modi look very good in the eyes of his own people. It keeps his opposition contained. Those who are critical, he's lost some, you know, ground electorally in a recent state election. So this helps Mr. Modi. It helps India's image as a whole that it is now playing major league geopolitics, even if it is limited to this case. Things have come to a point, and I would go so far as to say that it is very likely that the Indians knew this day would come, because look, they have withheld condemnation. They continue to purchase oil from Russia. They have an arms relationship, and so at some point, I think the Indians calculated that if there is very little cost to continuing this relationship, the United States is upset, but not so much. So there's not a whole lot of cost to this, but there's a lot of dividends to be reaped. And that is that once, you know, in the end, the world will come to them and say, hey, you're the only one, you know, holding out on Russia, the major player holding out on Russia. Why don't you come and join us? And what will it take to get you to come and join us? So this is, I think that the Indians are in a really good position.
We have about a minute, Gordon.
So what does Modi want for his help with regard to Ukraine? Because you say, well, they're looking for something. What is it?
Well, it's a seat at the table to start with, to be say, okay, you know, we want to be able to be seen. Because notice recently, China tried to play this game that they became mediators to the Iran-Saudi conflict. They've offered their services in other arenas. The Indians are trying to do the same. I think that that's sort of the first and foremost. It's consolidating or translating geoeconomic power into geopolitical leverage.
Kamran, finally, your thoughts right now after the meeting. The president of the United States used the word thaw. Is there a cold war between the NATO countries and China? China allied with Russia. Does a cold war exist? Does that metaphor help? We have 30 seconds.
I don't think so. I think it's that metaphor is a relic of an age gone by. I think that right now what we have is a new kind of conflict. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's something in between. We still have to figure it out. But I think right now the best way to put it is it's an economic competition right now.
Kamran Bokhari, Senior Director, Eurasian Security and Prosperity Portfolio at New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. writes for geopoliticalfutures.com. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.